An unknown poet once wrote, "The leaves are green and some turning brown, and they hang so high and won't come down. Leave them alone till frosty weather, when they will all fall down cozily together." A rhythmic wish for a cold front or prelude for tuning in to something very cool. So what's your story? The place to help kickstart your fall weekend every weekend on listener-sponsored KPFT 90.1. I am your host, Dr. Hank Rubicek, Professor of Communication at the University of Houston downtown. If you're listening for the first time, So What's Your Story spotlights soul-inspired tellers, both starters and stars, who engage us with absorbing personal stories and treasured folk tales by taking us on enchanted journeys and then returning us safely to the present. The show's gone from monthly to weekly to prime, thanks to your support, and I'm asking for it again because tonight is the last night of our fall fund drive, and we need about $300 to reach our goal, and we have got 28 minutes to do it, so please call our pride-fueled volunteers at Pledge Central with your donations at 713-526-5738, that's KPFT, to let us know that you want us around. Corporate-free, expression-rich programs frame our unique, eclectic inventory here at KPFT, and you're not going to hear it anywhere else. Programmers receive no pay. We do it for love, and anything that you can afford is going to be farther and go farther than you can ever fathom. $35 is going to buy you a KPFT membership, so back your favorite show by donating some of your monthly coffee money, and know that whatever you can give will keep KPFT working for you as the only listener-sponsored broadcast venue in Houston. You know, when Pacifica was born in the 1940s, many doubted the viability of a broadcast model which didn't rely on corporate funding or government intervention. But the need for open expression, for thoughts and ideas to be rendered freely, superseded any need to be regulated by business. That's our mission here at KPFT because we are all about you. This is your station, and this is your show. Because the stories that we tell are for you and about you. You know, I'm always amazed by the number of story lovers in Houston and in the surrounding areas. And that was punctuated by the astounding 600% over my goal donated during the short August drive. And tonight, thanks to their online donations, I want to thank Tony, Elizabeth, and Karen for their generous hearts, and I hope that I have a lot more people to thank before tonight's out, because you too can donate online if A, you don't like phones, or B, 10 o'clock is past your bedtime. Just go to kpft.org, then donations, and scroll to what I hope is your favorite show, which is So What's Your Story, to keep us in your lives every Thursday night at 10. When you call 713-526-5738, you're going to be able to claim some very cool thank you gifts, each a must-have for every story lover. Roxy, a person who is my co-host and a person who just learned to read, is going to tell us a little bit about what these gifts are. Roxy!
Well, we have, we've cut down on our gifts because people have donated so graciously.
I know.
We have
my mother and somebody else.
Exactly. My grandmother.
Several times. I know, several times. They just changed their voices. Hi! Hello! Hi! Dr. Hank is so cute, and I like to donate as my mother. That's what she does.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we have, we still have available Sheila Starks Phillips CDs, the Family and Friends and Other Folks CD, along with the Tater and his Musical Adventures CD, and also the Best of Texas CDs. Now, we also still have some David Massengill CDs still available. And those,
he was great.
Yeah. Really, really, very so good. And also, his CD is called The Best Stories and Songs.
And Christmas is coming up. Everybody, you got to remember that. I mean, who wants to go shopping the day after Thanksgiving when you can get all your shopping done right now
exactly. With
some very reasonable donations? What's it going to cost to get those three CDs from Sheila?
Now,
all three of them.
All three of them, $100.
Oh, come on.
Not that big a deal.
Come on, great CDs. Honest to God, we'll do it for $90, okay? Anybody calls in. David Massengill, we have a few left.
$75 donation.
Absolutely terrific.
Totally worth it.
Absolutely. You know, we are all about community here at KPFT, but no one really holds a candle to the multi-talented, compassionate, and courageous personality joining me tonight, and I've been talking to her before the show, and she is so terrific. Jillian J.J. Simmons, daytime host on Houston's KBXX 97.9 FM. The Box has captivated listeners in her hometown of Cincinnati and Dayton, New York, WBLS, and has interviewed a plethora of important people, including Barack Obama. She's dedicated to empowering others, and she gave birth to the I'm Me Foundation, as well as to a beautiful daughter who luckily has the perfect mom to teach her about character. And perhaps most important, JJ's book, Without Bruises, is a testament to her unwavering need to help others by chronicling her experiences from an abusive relationship. Powerful personal narratives to underscore the significance of Domestic Violence Awareness Month going on right now. JJ, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad really to am. Be
this
here.
So and you're just much nicer than I even thought.
Aw, right? Thank what you. I appreciate
that. Talk to us. I know you've got a story for us, but talk to us first about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit about what that's
well,
all about.
Well, the month actually, it started in 1981.
Oh, I was born. 1991. Yeah,
1981.
Like that. Yeah.
And this month is dedicated to encouraging people to take a stand, to work together, to end domestic violence, whether it be against children or women or men.
Yeah.
And just, you know, call up an organization like we have HAWC here in Houston, the Houston Area Women's Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call them up, volunteer, donate, right.
Absolutely.
Share your story.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the month is all about.
Stories rule, don't they? I mean, telling a story is so healing, and you've got a story for us.
I do.
Yeah. Please.
I do.
Let's hear that.
Well, my book is called Without Bruises, and it talks about a relationship that I had with this guy who was both mentally and emotionally abusive to me. And this guy, when I met him, he was the best thing on the planet. And I tell this to, you know, my friends and my family that he was the greatest thing that ever happened to me and the worst thing that ever happened to me all at the same time.
Yeah.
And so I wanted people to understand in this book what a mentally abusive and emotionally abusive relationship looks like.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
I think that there are lots of people who are in that place and they don't see what's going on. So I'll give you like an example.
Sure.
Something I talk about
Please.
In my book.
Yeah.
I have vitiligo. You can see it on my hands. And what Michael Jackson had, right? And it's something that doesn't go away. And I at the time I was in a relationship with this guy, I had two spots on my body. I had one right here
mm-hmm.
on my wrist, and then I had one on my back. And so he tells me, I don't like it. I don't like it. What is this? I said, it's vitiligo. Like, I looked it up online. I went to the dermatologist. They gave me, like, some creams for it, but it's not guaranteed to go away. Like, there's no cure for it.
Right.
And he says, oh, you need to do something about it. And why don't we put a tattoo over it? And so I'm thinking.
Cover it up.
Cover it up.
Yeah.
And of course I'm hurt because this is someone that I love.
Yeah.
And this is a skin disease that I have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did it. I went to the tattoo parlor. He picked out the tattoo that I have on my wrist right here.
Mm.
And as time went on, my skin, you know, these spots started to grow and to grow. And he keeps telling me about, you know, you need to tattoo, like get another tattoo. And at one point, I mean, he was texting me pictures of different tattoos that I should get on my back. And there was another time where, you know, I told him, I said, I looked up some different things that I can do. I can't eat oranges and I know citrus and I can't have eggs. And so what does he do?
Mm.
Every morning that I stayed at his house, he would cook scrambled eggs, cream of wheat, and a glass of orange juice. And what's crazy is his presentation. You know, like, his meals look like something out of a magazine. You know, there's a nice little flower that sits on the table. And so I'm so focused on this man got up and cooked for me.
Yeah.
And I tell him, I said, you know, I'm not supposed to eat oranges.
Right.
And I can't have citrus and I can't have eggs. And he says, you're ungrateful.
But that manipulation at first was working, right? And now he's just turning it around. No responsibility, just letting you feel totally responsible for all the guilt, all the hurt that's going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
And symbolically, of course, he was more concerned about covering up the wound rather than dealing with it.
Exactly.
Obviously, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I'm so focused on the great things about him that the bad things that were slapping me in the face, I just chose to ignore them.
Yeah.
Because what it boiled down to is there's somebody who, like, this is his love. Like, look what he does for me. Okay, I'm not supposed to be eating these things, but he took the time. He's right. He took the time to cook for me.
Yeah.
And so this relationship, I mean, it was daily, something daily, putting me down, you know, making me feel like I had no self-worth.
Mm-hmm. You kept forgiving him?
Oh, I kept forgiving him.
You were hopeful.
Because with him breaking me down, there was always something great. He'll send me flowers, you know?
Yeah.
He's doing all these things that I've never experienced. He actually opened my mind up. I mean, I've eaten at restaurants I've never eaten at before, yeah. And just experiencing new things that I could not see. What he was doing, that was just horrific.
Yeah.
I chose not to see it.
Yeah. When was the point where you said, I'm seeing through this, I know what's happening, and I'm out of here?
I started to lose my friends. You know, he kept me from a lot of my friends. I don't want you to go out with them. I want you to stay at home. I want you to be here with me. I don't want you to do. Or he would go out with his friends, and I'm thinking, well, you're out with your friends. Why can't I go out with my friends?
Right.
No, I want you to be here. Can you reorganize the closet or something? Or can you just be here? I want you to be here when I get back. And I started missing out on important events in my friends' lives.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He didn't want you to be a part of your friends' life.
Yeah. It was him. It was all about him.
Yeah. When you asked him, why don't you want me to be part of my friends' lives? I'm sure you asked him that. What was his answer?
Sometimes it was, I don't like your friends.
Hmm.
I don't think they're any good for you.
You don't have to like my friends. I don't know whether that's to like my friends.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I just, everything just seems so sincere that I believed everything that he said.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't like my friends? Yeah. They're great. Yeah. No, I don't like them. I don't think they have your best interests at heart.
Yeah. Well, you know, for a lot of years I used to do training with police officers, and I went to a lot of domestic disturbances, and they were terrible because, and none of this is going to be unfamiliar to you, but, you know, you would see a woman there and you would say, you know, arrest your husband. My God, this guy's an animal. And she says, well, he's been drinking, or he was fired, or he's not usually this way, or he's only done it once before.
Oh, yeah.
And almost always, JJ, almost always, they stay because they're afraid or because it's familiar to them. They don't know anything different.
Or they feel like they can't do any better. And you know that it's a self-esteem issue, that it's something deeper inside of yourself that makes you feel like, I can't do any better than this.
What do you tell women in your series, or what do you say to people in your book? What kind of advice are you telling women in your book?
There is a way out.
Okay.
You need to recognize what's going on.
Okay.
You deserve better.
Yeah.
You can leave.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are available to help you. There are. And you don't have to return to that. And it's a healing process.
Oh, yeah. Tell us where we can get the book. Give us the publisher. Give us all that stuff.
The book isn't out yet. Because guess what? I need some help from people to submit stories for me to finish this book, and that's what Project 48
is. Are all of you listening out there? This was this is totally extemporaneous. This is totally unplanned. For those of you who are out there listening, let's forget about the fund for a moment. Let's forget about everything. But I want you to listen to this really important issue. It's absolutely unconditionally critical. And if any of you out there has a story,
yes,
how can people reach you?
They can email withoutbruisesbook@gmail.com and submit their story, share, you know, it doesn't, you know, whatever it is, something that you feel like is going to help. Maybe you're in a current situation, maybe you've been in a situation and you're out of it, maybe you've healed from it, you know someone, whatever it is.
Yeah. And let me help you also, because oftentimes listeners call in with questions, or they write to me with questions, and if it's at all comfortable for any of you to just send me your names, your email, as you do anyway, I'll be more than happy to share that with JJ, because this is an important issue, and I wasn't aware of the fact that you needed to collect narratives. But, you know, personal narratives validate lives. Personal narratives are so wonderfully disclosing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get some stories. How many do you have so far?
I have my story completed. And so my goal, which Project 40K is, I'm looking to fill 40,000 more words for my book. Which really isn't that much if you know about writing a book. And I just felt like, you know, I don't want this just to be my story, because there's so many other women that have stories that need to be heard.
Because it isn't your, it's not just your story.
It's not just my story.
It's so powerful, because Domestic Awareness Week, Domestic Violence Awareness Week, is something that admittedly many of us don't know about, including me.
Mm-hmm.
I became aware of it a while ago, and with you being on the show, it's really punctuated the saliency of that issue. It's so urgent. You are listening to guest teller J.J. Simmons of 97.9 The Box, and you are listening to KPFT's So What's Your Story on 90.1 Houston, 89.5 in Galveston, and 90.3 in our friends with Livingston. This is Hank Rubicek with Roxy Russell. You know, So What's Your Story is about validating lives through story, as I was just suggesting with J.J., and I know all of you agree, which is why I'm asking you to call 713-526-5738 KPFT, so we can continue to bring you the best in storytelling. JJ's story represents the poignancy of the personal narrative, not unlike stories that we've heard here on the show in the past about a teller's mother's last Christmas. Stories about messianic moments, testimonials by Holocaust survivors kissing Timmy while Dad is watching through the window, folk tales about the bookbinder, that little character waiting to document your story of your life as you pass into the other world. The Bean Fairy, the wicked babysitter, the slow-moving rabbit in the bagpipe that didn't like the way she looked in plaid. We've heard about love letters, and we've heard diaries, stories which yield tears and smiles and laughter and awe every week, and we need you to keep it all in check by calling 713-526-5738 KPFT, or by getting online at kpft.org and then scrolling to So What's Your Story. And look, I know that any amount that you provide is a lot, so don't worry about paying it all at once. Roxy's going to come to your house to craft a payment plan. Do we have any calls out there? Is anything going on out there?
Yes.
You have anybody to thank? Is there anybody?
We do. We'll have someone to thank momentarily.
Great.
And,
thank you, Bob.
Actually, we got a couple of pledges going into So What's Your Story for this evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I guess to that, from Sugarland, the KPFT would like to thank Sheila for a very generous donation.
I know who you're talking about. That is, she's a representative of the Houston Storytellers Guild. That is so cool. Thank you, everybody. We'll be talking about the Guild in a moment, because they are a group that
sounds rocks. Like a very interesting group.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do they have quite a few members?
They do. It's been around a long time. I'm the president right now. I'm on the way out in January. I think I've been impeached. I don't know. But it's time to go. It's time
for
new
leadership. Before you all get together several times a year?
We get together the third Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock at St. Andrew's House, which is at 1811 Heights Boulevard. It's a terrific, just a terrific, terrific venue. And, yeah, we have a large contingent. We have well over 200 people as members.
Gosh.
We have between 20 and 30. Isn't that right, Roxy? You
mm-hmm.
show up.
Yes.
About 20 to 30. And it's just a marvelous group. Thank you. Tremendous group. Absolutely.
I would also like to thank Carol.
Carol? Wonderful.
From Dallas.
Carol from Dallas.
Yes.
Yay!
Wow. We don't even reach Dallas now. How's that? How's that?
We have fans everywhere.
Oh, there's Scooter. Hey, Scooter, how you doing?
Yes, Scooter
is there
in the house.
You want to wait? Make sure you listen to Scooter after. So, what's your story? Anybody else? But we're doing
one
well
coming,
so far.
And the sound of the phone's very pleasant tonight.
Very good. Thank you, Bob.
Keep
us posted.
Mm-hmm. You have some things. I guess they were on there from last week. Some CDs and
we
books.
We do.
Too.
We got some CDs.
So
absolutely.
And they are related to your program, Hank?
Yep, they really are. Yeah, we've got Sheila Starks Phillips CDs.
In that realm,
you
can have some literature as a thank you gift for your donation tonight.
We've got a couple of books. We've got Aesop's Fables, and we have a magnificent bestseller called So What's Your Story, which is familiar. Yeah, it's my book. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I'll even autograph it for you for an extra nickel.
Right. Not a shameless
plug. That's a shameless. I don't care. That's the kind of guy I am, right? And I can give you all the copies you want, because after all, Christmas and Hanukkah is coming up, and you need a stack of gifts that makes sense, and that's affordable and worthwhile. And that just about covers every conceivable category as far as I'm concerned, right?
Well, let me ask you, are any of these geared for children?
No, I don't use language that's geared for children.
How about Aesop's Fables?
Aesop's Fables is absolutely geared for children. Okay. And also, Bob, Sheila CDs. She's got some terrific CDs.
Sheila Stark Phillips. Yep. Yes. Yep. There's three here.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
The Lies of Texas is great.
That's for kids or adults who want to act like kids.
You got to learn to lie.
You got to learn to lie. She is the best liar in the world.
That told me
He's the best
one.
Liar in the world.
I was too old.
Compliment.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, for
Thank
kids.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. And that number to call
is 713-526-5738 KPFT. And Bob, Roxy, somebody out there, some homeless person is going to take your call. JJ, tell us a little bit about Without Bruises, the Help, Hope, and Heal series that's going on now through January.
What's pretty awesome is that we just had our first one tonight. And so we are inviting ladies to share their stories of abuse. And we have a life coach. Her name is Wendy J. Turner, who is amazing.
Yeah.
And she's offering help to these ladies, giving different exercises that she does and different activities during these sessions, you know, to help you to learn how to heal. And these ladies are actually, when they tell their stories, they're helping me with that inspiration that I need to finish the book.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. And I wasn't using the word courage loosely. You are a very courageous, terrific person. I've always believed that these sorts of stories, I always see people as sort of an onion, conceived as a series of layers.
Yeah.
And we peel them away very gradually. Most of us speak on that outer layer, the hi, how are you, fine, things variety.
The surface,
but
right.
you're getting down there in the middle. You're really getting down to the core. And I'm certainly, you know, as a communication specialist, whenever I teach interpersonal communication or any area like that, we talk about disclosure as being so paramount. Mm. Disclosure isn't just about revealing, but it's also about concealing. You know, we orchestrate our communication so that we can regulate the things that we say and do. Stories are wonderful because stories keep us alive and they keep us immortal.
Oh, yeah.
They really keep us immortal. It's the stories that we remember about people. And I know that may not sound too terribly profound to those of us who love storytelling, but you know, the kinds of things that JJ is talking about is what the heart and soul, the richness of storytelling is really all about. We're all natural storytellers. We all have stories to tell.
We do.
It's unfortunate that sometimes life allows us, for a lack of another avenue kind of term, to tell stories about abuse.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we turn to stories because stories are truths. They are truths incarnate, and they tell people about feelings and conversation and active listening and all the sorts of things that are so imperative whenever we talk about effective relationships and clearly in an abusive relationship that kind of stuff just doesn't happen. It's just often, and you know, this is the kind of show that reminds me of one of the real main reasons why programs like this have to stay on the air. They have to, for the same reason why we eat and sleep, because we have to.
Yes.
We just have to be able to hear these stories. Imagine tuning in to KPFT and hearing this. That's right, nothing at all. Your donations keep everything running, from transmitters to equipments to programs, all resulting in listener-sponsored, free speech-anchored, Houston-only KPFT. So please, let us know that you want storytelling to be a standard on Houston Radio by calling Pledge Central. Bob's out there at 713-526-5738. This is Hank Rubicek and Roxy Russell with special guest J.J. Simmons from 97.9 The Box. Telling stories is a big part of this program, but, you know, so is a segment that we refer to as Tip for the Teller, a segment that will be continued in a couple of weeks. Roxy, why don't you tell us a little bit about how listeners can reach us with questions and possible guest spots?
Well, Hank, the Tip for the Teller is when we learn something about storytelling from a question asked by one of our listeners. We respond to one each week. If the listeners have questions they like to answer on for us to answer on air or want to be a guest on So What's Your Story, send in questions or story ideas to ruby.story@gmail.com. Now that's ruby.story@gmail.com, and we will get back to you.
Thank you, Roxy, so very much. And we really will get back to you. That's not a lie. I'm at the email. I email thousands of times a day at 4 in the morning. My wife just loves that. What are you doing? I'm emailing. You know, another tip, Bob was asking about the Storytellers Guild a little while ago, but every story lover really belongs in the Guild. We hold, again, a monthly story swap on the third Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's House. That's at 1811 Heights Boulevard. It is a terrific venue. It's a big old Victorian. We sit around and tell stories and learn about storytelling. And if you want to learn more, please check out our site at www.HoustonStorytellers.org for all of the fun happenings, including Skyline Screamers, the Saturday before Halloween. We just have a few moments left, and I'm asking you nicely. I could put on my Sicilian voice, but I'm just going to ask you nicely to please call in 713-526-5738, KPFT, or go online to KPFT, you shy people, and help us stay alive and kicking. If
hey,
you want
let
to.
Let me take a quick moment.
Yeah, please.
To thank John. He was our
John!
Caller.
John, yeah,
thank
that's
you, John.
Unlikely.
Thank
yeah,
John.
Right. Like John. A John,
says,
yeah, we have Joe Schmo out there.
Work,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. JJ, we're just about out of time. I have to tell you, this was really wonderful.
Thank
I hope you,
so
you had as much time as I did. And thank you so much. JJ Simmons, Dejos with 97.9 FM. Terrific. Just terrific this evening for your medal and your inspiration. This is Hank Rubicek on So What's Your Story, one of the Power Hour programs on this Thursday night on KPFT 90.1 Houston. Scooter is next with The Underside. We want you to make KPFT a part of every day. Make it a habit to tune in every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story. And we want you to ease into the weekend right, because stories rock and roll. They are great, and they tell us exactly who we are. They define us. And we want you to be thinking about that. And think about, please, call it in before you turn in at 713-526-5738. In the meantime, I want you to be good to each other. I'm Dr. Hank Rubicek, and I am always reminding you that it is absolutely never too late to live happily ever after. Good night.